Life in the Spirit.
Experiencing
the fullness of Christ.
Translated
into Burmese from English.
Sessions
8 to
9.
Walking by the Spirit. By Paul Bucknell, produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom, www.foundationsforfreedom.net, releasing God's truth to a new generation.
As we go along in this series, Life in the Spirit, I believe you'll find it more and more challenging. Part of it is challenging our willingness for God to use us, to fill us. Part of it is that challenge, like your questions were referring. How much do we want God to work in us?
And so
let's start off with prayer again because we really need Him. Lord, we thank you so much for the way the Spirit of God works in our lives. Raise up your church, O Lord. May she be strong. May she be glorious. Fill your church with your Spirit. That all the more we might be captured with a vision of being like Christ. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Walking by the Spirit. We're still talking about building our strength and dedication to the Lord. I'm using phrases like led by the Spirit, walk by the Spirit. Because they're used in the Scriptures. So Galatians 5:24-25. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh along with their passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us walk by the Spirit. So you notice those two phrases. If we live by the Spirit, let us walk by the Spirit. Again, those questions from last session lead us right into this discussion. How do we best work with the Spirit? And we realize that the Spirit of God wants to lead us, drive us. We also realize that there's some professing Christians that don't have the Spirit of God. We have many churches like that in America. And the people don't want to go there anymore. They deny the Spirit of God. They deny the Bible. No faith, no life. Then they sell their building. Once they believe, now they don't believe. So now we're talking about before we were the old man, but now we're the new man in Christ.
lu hou de phit de akhu cha do chan naw ka lu tit phit de.
I like how Ezekiel puts this, Ezekiel 36 verses 26 to 27.
This is the account chi di tung se chau apai ngin na se chau na se khun ma di lu pyo pya de a la khu chan naw ayan tbo cha de.
I'll give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you.
Tin do ma de atit to sai na lung ta atit to wingin ku pe me lu pyo de.
I'll remove the heart of stone from your flesh.
Ma to to sai na lung ta ku phi sha pe bi do di nu nyan to sai na lung ta ku pe me lu pyo de.
And give you a heart of flesh, something soft.
Era di atake do nu nyan to na lung ta ku pe me lu.
And I'll put the spirit, my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my ordinances.
Erane ngae win ku tin dau ku pe me erane ngae pinyat tia la dau shau la na me lu pyo de.
So let's think about what it means to live by the spirit, in the spirit.
Tan sin to win do apit at sin chin su ra pyo ya.
And it means God's spirit is so intricately involved in our lives that it's just part of our lives.
Ari pe ga ro chano ro tat ta ma tan sin to win do ka ဘာလဲ တကိ ကို ပါဝင် တယ် တကိ ကို လှောက်ရှာ တယ် လို့ အသိပ္ပယ် ဖြစ် ပါတယ်
He gives us life
အတ္တတာ ကို လည်း ပေး တယ်
He gives us power to be holy
တန်신 ဖူရန်တို့ တက် တကူ လည်း ပေး တယ် Hallelujah
Amen
He illuminates us gives us understanding
အလင်း ကို လည်း ပေး တယ် နှုတ်ကပတ်တော် ကို နား လည်း ဖူရန် တက် အလင်း ကို လည်း ပေး တယ်
But I want to focus a little bit on walk by the spirit here
နာရှင် တန်신 တော်ဝင်း တို့ အပြင် ရှောက်လှမ်း ချင်း ဆိုတာ ဟော
We already talked about living by the spirit But how do we walk with him? I remember, you know, many times when I was with my little children. Especially my boy, he thinks I'm going a certain way, and so he goes ahead of me. But I go that way. And he turns around. Whoops. He runs over in front of me again. I think walk by the Spirit means that we follow his leading.
It
means
we
depend on his strength. I think the word walk is used, so we step by step are attentive to what the Spirit of God wants for our lives. In Galatians 5:16 also uses this phrase, walk by the Spirit. It says, walk by the Spirit and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. Galatians 5 is packed with a lot of truth. On one hand, he lists all the results of the flesh and then the fruit of the Spirit. What he's saying is, what is the way that you can escape those lusts, those desires that sometimes control you? He tells us right here. Walk by the Spirit. And you won't carry out the desire of the flesh. Sometimes Christians are like this. They look back. I don't want to lust. I don't want to steal. I don't want to be prideful. I don't want to be jealous. I don't want to be angry. But I am. How do I escape it? He tells us. walk by the Spirit. So the key thing is to identify what is opposite to that lust, that desire that is holding you back. If you worry, turn to trust. And so you say a prayer like this. Lord, you know I'm worried about my child. I'm worried about not having a job.
See,
all worry is bad. Worry in Matthew 6, he says, stop worrying, Jesus says. Did Jesus worry? No, but he had less money than you. And he had to care for more disciples than you. Each day he had enemies come with hostile questions. He faced the high religious, the educated. You think you have it bad? Jesus had it harder. So when we walk by the Spirit, what we're saying, Lord, I'm not going to worry about my child. See, when you're worried, you're looking with your eyes at your situation. Or you're hearing someone cry. Jesus didn't live that way. He was listening to the Spirit. And the Spirit always has an answer. And it's to trust God for what He would be doing. Lord, I won't worry. Instead, I will give you thanks for this situation. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. But I want to thank you. Because in the right time, you will give me the words to know what to say. You see the difference? You're walking by the Spirit. What about anger? I don't want to be angry. How do you deal with your anger? What's the opposite? Peace, self-control. It says, walk by the Spirit. And you won't carry out the desires of the flesh. Now, if you have already been angry, you have to confess that sin. So say this kind of prayer. Lord, I have sinned and hurt people through my anger. This is not the way of your Spirit. Cleanse me by the blood of Christ. I want you, Spirit, to lead me to learn how to talk calmly to those around me. Maybe you say, I don't know how to speak kindly to my wife. I want you to start teaching me. I want to learn to be thankful for what I have. You see, so the fruit of the Spirit is where you're going. You're walking by the Spirit.
အဲ့ဒါကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီတန်ရှင်းသုံးရင်တော့ဖြစ်ဆုံးလာတဲ့ခါမှာတန်ရှင်းသုံးရင်တော့အတိအမြတ်ကိုကြည့်တာဖြစ်ပါ
You're green with the spirit of life in you and you're walking along that path
အဲ့ဒါမြတ်တန်ရှင်းသုံးရင်တော့နဲ့တဘောတူပြီးတော့တန်ရှင်းသုံးရင်တော့နဲ့အတူတကွဆုံးလာတာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် This is a path of sanctification
အဲ့ဒါကဒီဖြောက်မဆေခြင်းတဲ့တတ်တာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် But it's even more than that it's a path of carrying on God's good work
အဲ့ဒါထက်ဆက်လက်ပြီးတော့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကအမှုတော်ဆောင်လုပ်ငန်းကိုလုပ်ဖို့ဖြစ်ပါတယ်
So you know the fruit of the spirit, right?
Attention to you know ti mya ku ti de mho la.
Yeah. And so he wants your face radiant.
And a kamya man na paw ma. Ai wi nyin ne ati a phit ba le thun li se chin ne.
Maybe someone comes up to you.
And a lu tiok kamya than daw la de.
Is everything going so well?
Ha kamya shin pi ye la lo.
You can say No, it's not. It's very difficult.
Ah, she ma pi ba bu eh, ma lwe bu eh.
Then why are you so happy?
Ah, da she ma pi law. Di a ya hwan ta la le.
Oh, because I know God will take care of me.
Ba chong le shu ro phaya thakin ka tano ku ta wan yu ma phit de twet chong lo pyaw nai de.
And so your joy because of opportunity to witness.
Eh da ne, di khmyae ye wan myo chin na, tu tu tha no tet tet khan chin phit par de.
The fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. Against such things there's no law.
And attention to you do ati reha chi chi metta wan myo chin ning ta chin di sai chi chin tana chin na chin kong myo chin ti sa chi chin di nu ngyan ting mwe chin ka ma kung chau ti chin phit par de ya re ya pa nyet do ne lo ma san chin phet ma phit bo.
And maybe you say, well, if I'm gentle, then my wife is not going to listen to me.
Kano wa di ကျွန်တော်ကဟိုဒီနုံရတင်မွေတော့သူဖြစ်ပေမဲ့ကျွန်တော်မြို့သမီးကတော့ကျွန်တော်ကိုနားမထောင်ဘူ
း That is a excuse of the world
အဲ့ဒါကတော့လူတွေရဲ့ဒီလောကီသားမြေအကြောင်းပြချက်ဖြစ်ပါတယ
် Let the spirit of God help you walk by gentleness and show you how you can be a leader a gentle leader
အဲ့ဒါဒီတန်ရှင်းတုံးရတော့ကတော့ခမရဟာနုံရတင်မွေတော့ခေါင်းဆောင်ဖြစ်ဖို့ရတဲ့လမ်းပြပူဆောင်မှာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် Maybe some wives are impatient with their husband maybe
အဲ့ဒါချို့ဒီမိတမီဒီနှုတ်ဆုံးချက်ပေါ်မှာဆိတ်မရှိနိုင်ဘူ
း I don't want to submit to him
အဲ့တော့ သူကမနာခံချင်ပါဘူးလို့ပြောကြတယ
် But you say God you want to fill me with kindness and patience
အာဖရာသခင်ကျွန်တော်ကိုငင်တဲ့ချင်းကျွန်တော်ကိုဒီဆိတ်ရှိချင်းပေးပါလို့ဆုတောင်းဖို့
Do you see how you walk by the spirit You're not focusing on your sins, you're focusing on where the Spirit's leading you. A lot of Christians do horribly in their Christian life. They don't know where they're going. They get in a taxi.
And after the taxi ticket window.
Taxi asks, where are you going?
Taxi ka khmyar be to mle lu mai ja de.
And you say, I don't know.
Oh, tin ma ti bu lu pyo ja de.
Do you know where you're going?
Khmyar to re nya ku ti la.
You need to know what the spirit's purpose in your life is.
Tan sin to yin yin do ya khmyar tat ta atwet si jwe che ku ti phu lu de.
We live by the spirit.
Tan sin to yin yin do a phe atat si ya me.
And so in the morning you say, do you know where you're going?
Era mre pai ma be to mle lu
Yes, I want more gentleness.
Oh, to know the nu nge ting mwe chin lue de.
I need more faithfulness.
This a shi chin lue de. Oh, to know the I pin de lu be. This a shi chin lue de.
As you see, you're focusing on the spirit.
Era wing in pai sa ya aya mya ku adi adi ka tha de so lo shi.
And that's Christ like change, transformation happens in your life.
Chit do ke do to atat ta pyang le chin ku ခမရ attributes မှာဖြစ်မှာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် and then you teach your people in your congregation and they're more Christ like
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့အတင်းတော်မှာလဲခရစ်တော်ကိတော်တည်ဖြစ်ဖူးရနေတဲ့တင်ပင်းနာမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် so instead of fighting against each other
အဲ့ဒါတဲ့ချင်းချင်းသာမဖြစ်တော့ဘူ
း they're praying together
အတူတူကရှုတောင်းတော့မယ
် yeah pray for me I haven't been very patient with somebody
ကျွန်တော်ဒီစိတ်မရှိနိုင်ဘူးရှုတောင်းပေးပါလို့ရှုတောင်းခြင်းတင်ပြတယ
် they're focused together on seeking God's greatest for them
အာဖီယာတကနေဂျေဂျူရောကိုမြက်မြက်ခန်းစားဖူးရန်တက်တော့အားလုံးကတန်တကြရတယ
် That's awesome
အဲ့ဒါဟိုဒီအနောက်ဆရာမကောင်းဘူး
And that's what God wants for his people
အဲ့ဒါကိုဖျားတခင်ရဲ့အလိုတော်ဖြစ်ပါ
Let me turn to the subject of filling in the spirit.
တန်ရှင်းတို့ရင်တော့အပင်ပြီးချင်းအကြောင်းအရာကိုသင်ရအောင
် Now God wants you filled with his spirit.
ဖျားတခင်ကကျွန်တော်တို့အလုံးကိုတန်ရှင်းတို့ရင်တော့အပင်ပြီးစေချင်တယ
် What is filled mean?
ပြီးချင်းဆိုတာကဘာလဲ
Not a little bit.
အဲ့နည်းနည်းမဟုတ်ဘူ
း Well you say okay a little more.
အာနည်းနည်းလောက်တစ်ထိပ်ပါအောင်လို့
No, not a little bit more.
Ma bu nei nei lou thai baung lu ma ha bu.
It means every part of your life filled with the spirit.
Kamya atatta ta khu lung ma tan sin to yin do a phin pi chin ku pyo chin na phit par.
Now I know there's problem with some Christians. They say I'm filled with the spirit.
Ah ta chu khriya nei ka ro oh chano tan sin to yin do a phin pi de lu pyo cha.
I'm better than you.
Oh kamya ta kon de.
They don't say that, but that's what they think.
Ah de lu ro ma pyo ba bu da ba me de lu
You know they're not filled with the spirit if they think that way. Right? No, of course not. You can't be filled with the spirit if you have pride. If you're filled with the spirit, you're not focusing on your life, you're focused on building up the others.
တသင်းတောင်းရင်တော့ဖိပိရရှိလို့ရှိမိမိကိုကူချီတော့မှာမဟုတ်ဘူးအချက်လူတွေရအသက်တာကိုကြည့်တော့
And you care about everybody that they grow into Christ likeness.
အခရစ်တော်နဲ့တို့ခရိယာသက်တာနဲ့ကြီးထွက်ဖူးရအောင်ခမရကရှုခယူဆိုင်မှာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် Can you tell the Lord right now quietly Lord come and fill me with your spirit.
အခုတော့လာပါတသင်းတောင်းရင်တော့အဖေပြည့်စေပါလို့
And so the brother was asking can you invite the spirit? Well this is the kind fill me with your spirit.
အဲ့ဒါဒီလူနီးအဖင်တန်ရှင်းတုံးရင်တော့ကိုဖိတ်ခေါ်တာဖြစ်ပါတယ်တန်ရှင်းတုံးရင်တော့အဖင်ပြီးစေပါလို့ဖိတ်ခေါ်တာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် We want the whole people of God to grow up into Christ likeness That's why the spirit of God was given to us
တန်ရှင်းတုံးရင်ယုံကြည်သူအလုံးတန်ရှင်းတုံးရင်တော့အဖင်အပြီးစေဖူးရတဲ့အလူတော်ဖြစ်ပါတယ
် Harmony working together as pastors as a church as families is so important
အတင်းတော်မှာဒီဒီစိတ်တော်ထထုံငင်းပြီးတော့ချစ်ချင်းမေတ္တာနဲ့ငင်းသက်ဆွနေထိုင်ဖို့နော်မိသားစုကေတော့နေထိုင်ဖို့ဖျားတိကနလူတော်ဖြစ်ပါလေ
The church is not done very well this way across the world
တကဘာလုံးမှာဒီလိုဟာမျိုးနဲ့အတင်းတော်မဖြစ်နိုင်ကြပါဘူ
း Once they start feeling better and seeing the spirit work they get prideful
အာသူတို့တန်ရှင်းတော့ရင်တော့ပြီလာတဲ့ခါမှာသူတို့ကိုသူတို့မာနကြီးကြတယ
် Do you know how to get rid of pride
ရာဒီမာနာကြီးချင်းအဖင်ကျွန်တော်တို့ဘယ်လိုလွတ်နိုင်မလဲ
Let's go back to what we just learned
အခုနောက်မှာကျွန်တော်တင်တယ်မဟုတ်
လား Walk by the spirit and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh pride
တန်ရှင်းတုံးရင်တော့အဖင်ရှုပ်လှနေရှုလို့ရှိရင်ဇာတိအချက်တွေကိုကျင့်မှာမဟုတ်ဘူး
What's the opposite of pride
အဲ့ဒါမာနာကြီးချင်းနဲ့စင်ချင်ဖက်ကပါလေသင်ချချင်း
Humbleness
Yes yes အဲ့ဒါသင်ချချင်းဖြစ်ပါ
Humbleness love you want God to work in others even more than you.
အဲ့ဒါကျွန်တော်တို့အတ္တထက်သူတို့အတ္တမှာအချက်လူတွေအတ္တမှာဖျားသိခင်နဲ့ကောင်းချီးမင်္ဂလာခံစားဖို့ရန်ကျွန်တော်တို့မှာဆန္ဒရှိမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ
်. I mean that's why I come to Myanmar.
အဲ့ဒါကြောင့်ကျွန်တော်တို့မြန်မာပြည်မှာလာတာဖြစ်ပါတယ်.
Because I know God can fill you all and powerfully use you.
အဲ့ကြောင့်လေဆိုတော့တန်ရှင်းတော်ရင်တော့အပြင်ပြီးပြီးတော့ဖျားသိခင်ကအနောက်ဘွေရာကောင်းဆောင်ဖင်ခမရတော့ကတုံပြုတ်နိုင်မယ်ဆိုတာကျွန်တော်ယုံကြည်တယ
်. You don't need me.
ကျွန်တော်ကမလိုအပ်ဘူ
း. God needs you for Myanmar.
ဖယားတခင်ကမြန်မာပြည်အတွက်ခမည်းတော်ကိုလိုအပ်တယ်
။ He's doing great things and he wants to all the more show Christ's image.
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့ဒီခမည်းတော်ကိုအထုံးပြပြီးတော့ဒီထက်မကခရစ်တော်ရဲ့ပုံပန်းတရားကိုအများကြီးမြင်ချင်ပါတယ်ဖယားတခင်ကမြင်ချင်ပါတယ
်။ Okay so let's try to understand filled with the spirit because it is misunderstood a lot.
အဲ့ဒါတန်ရှင်းတော်ရင်တော့နဲ့ပြီးချင်းနဲ့ပတ်သက်ပြီးတော့ဒီဟာမာဂျွန်းချင်းတင်ပြတာဒီအမြဲရရှိပါတယ
် We'll do a quick Old and New Testament study.
ဒါမဟုတ်ရင်နမတိကိုဒီဒီအတူတူလေးနဲ့ဆွေးနွေးမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် So in Exodus 31 verse 3 we're going to Old Testament.
အဲ့ဒါဒီဒါမဟုတ်မှာဒီထွမြောက်ခြင်းအခန်းကြီးဒီ37အပိတ်ငယ်1မှာကျွန်တော်တို့
It was talking about that person who was working on the temple.
အဲ့ဒါဒီဗိမာန်တော်မှာတီတော်မှာအလောက်လောက်တဲ့လူတွေဖြစ်ပါတယ
် And it says I God fulfilled him with the spirit of God.And about five areas. I filled them in with the Spirit of God in wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and all kinds of craftsmanship. Four areas.
ปัญญาปี้เด้พี่รอเลย the oh what is that wisdom understanding อติปัญญาปี้เด้พี่รอ the knowledge ญาณตติปี้เด้พี่รอ the ลัตตมะอะลอเนาะ the จวนชินเนาะ
And Moses in Deuteronomy 34:9 laid his hands on Joshua and the Spirit of God filled him. So did you notice that the word knowledge and understanding is used again?
What is the no?ปัญญาฤเนาะกูยะชิเด้ဆိုတာကျွန်တော်တွေးရှိတယ်
And it was used of Jesus in Isaiah.
ပြီးတော့လေခရစ်တော်အကြောင်းအရာကိုအစားရကပြောတဲ့ခါမှာလဲအဲ့ဒီစကားလုံးတွေကိုသုံးပြပါတယ
် Come back with me with that word faith and belief.
အဲ့ဒါယုံကြည်ခြင်းနဲ့ပတ်သက်ပြီးတော့ကျွန်တော်တို့ပြန်ပြောရအောင
် So when I have faith, I understand that my situation that God is involved and working mysteriously.
အဲ့ဒါဒီဖယားတခင်ကကျွန်တော်အသက်တာမှာအလောက်လောက်တဲ့အနောပွေရကောင်းစွာဖြင့်အလောက်လောက်တဲ့ဆိုတာကျွန်တော်ယုံကြည်တယ
် That he can give me knowledge so I know what to think and understand
အဲ့ဒါကျွန်တော်ကိုလည်းပဲအသိပညာကိုပေးတယ်နားလေချင်းအသိပညာကိုလည်းပေးတယ်အတတ်ပညာကိုလည်းပေးတယ
် Sometimes we look at our education oh I should know this No live by the spirit
အဲ့ဒါဒီအပင်ပိုက်ဆိုင်ရာအတတ်ပညာအဖြစ်မဟုတ်ဘူးတန်ရှင်းတုံးရင်တော့
So filled by the Spirit means informed by the Spirit. He's revealing things to us in such a way that we can see the whole picture. And that's what he does, even in the Old Testament. Let's look at Micah
3:8.
Micah said, On the other hand, I'm filled with power with the Spirit of the Lord. With justice and courage to make known to Jacob his rebellious act. Sometimes we need a lot of courage, don't we? We know God's wanting us to go there, but we fear something. Micah found that the Spirit of God filled him with courage. Now this is a difference in the Old Testament.That God's filling came only on certain individuals for certain work. When we look at the New Testament, we find that the Spirit of God first came on Jesus. It came upon... Elizabeth was filled with, John the Baptist's mother, was filled with the Spirit. The Holy Spirit came upon, descended upon Jesus. And Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the wilderness testings. Do you see? So it's common, and yet we can say, well, this is still like the Old Testament. But we turn further on, past where the Holy Spirit was given to the church. Acts 1:5, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
ဒီတန်ရှင်တော်ရင်တော့ဖင်ဗပ္တိယံခန်းချင်းကိုခံမဲလို့တမန်တော်ဝတ္ထုအခါချစ်တဲ့အပိငင်ကမှာသ
မတ်ဆွေးရှိတယ် 4 and they were all filled with the holy spirit began to speak with other tongues languages as the spirit gave them utterance
တမန်တော်ဝတ္ထုခန်းချင်းနဲ့အပိငင်လေးမှာသူတို့အားလုံးတန်ရှင်တော်ရင်တော့အဖင်ပြီးတော့တန်ရှင်တော်ရင်တော့အဖင်
Acts 4:31. And when they prayed, the place they had gathered together was shaken. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness.
Acts 13:52.
And the disciples were continually filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. What we're beginning to get a picture of is that we often, the church, should be filled with the Spirit. Again, I refer that the baptism here of the Spirit refers more to that anointing when we first became Christians with the
Spirit.
But the filling is something that we all should continually experience like they
did.
Not because we're naturally happy people, but because the Spirit of God is moving in us. And so the saints were ministering in the fullness of the Spirit of God. Now, some people say the baptism of the Spirit is the same as filling. I don't think so. Baptism of the Spirit is connected with our salvation and the presence of the Spirit of God. Where you're filled with the Spirit of God is capturing your understanding that you see the full picture and can live out in faith. Now let me talk about a subject that's pretty much debated. Let me share one biblical picture, at least as I understand it. So is speaking in tongues the proof or needed evidence for being filled in the Spirit? That's my question to you. I don't know your own situation. And I don't mean to be offensive by any chance. But we do know that Jesus, for example, was greatly filled with the Spirit, but never spoke in other languages that we know of. So we have to be careful to say, filling the Spirit is speaking in other languages, evidence of that. And I can understand why people are confused. There's some verses that you can read that way, maybe. But if we actually carefully look, there's only three places in the book of Acts that that might be assumed to be taught. But those times are all referring back to the book of Acts 2 and Pentecost. Now let me carefully read. You might want to read Acts 10:46-47. Now some people were speaking with different languages. And they were exalting God. And Peter responded to Cornelius and the others, the Gentiles that were being baptized.
No, kidding, sin, no, yo, de, zin, chin, le, can, jere.
Surely no one can refuse water, in other words, to be baptized for these people because they received the Holy Spirit, just as we did.
Tanaro, kiddo, tan, sin, to, yin, do, kuya, si, de, to, chong, di, lu, di, ha, di, zin, chin, kam, puya, and, tepatu, kam, matan, hai, bulu, pyore.
And so what I'm stating here is if you understand the book of Acts, the purpose of the book of Acts, you will see how this fits so perfectly. My point is not to debate whether there's the gift of language.
Okay.
Let's just assume there is a gift like that. My problem was those people who say you have to speak in tongues to prove you are filled with the Spirit. That's my problem. Again, Peter, when he saw these people speaking in different languages, Peter said, hey, that's just like us at Pentecost. In other words, in each of these three places in the book of Acts that this happens, we see that God was extending the church into a new area, a new frontier. Let me point these out. It says it, what areas, right here, Acts
1:8.
So Acts 1:8, you will receive the power receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, even to the remotest part of the earth. The gift of tongues and the often it was praises to God were evidence that God was moving the gospel, the church, into outside of Jerusalem, outside of Jewish people, into other areas. And so we see in Acts 1, chapter 12 to verse 7, it was the gospel in Jerusalem that the Spirit came to, the Jews.
Chapter 1?
To chapter 7.
Chapter 1 to chapter 7.
And so the outline goes on. Point B, the gospel in Samaria and Judea, chapters
8 to 10.
And then a gospel to the far reach, the uttermost parts, chapter 11 to chapter 28. So in Acts 2, you know, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak with these languages. And for Judea and Samaria, we find Acts 10:46. I already read that, so I'll go on to the next one. The uttermost parts, in this case, Ephesus. Acts 19:6. Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began speaking in tongues and prophesying.
Paul You see,
these people that misunderstand this think this is a model for every believer all the time. But the book of Acts makes it very clear it's only for the frontier at for one time to affirm the Spirit of God is now going to work with this kind of people. And there's reasons for this. So let's just think through this a little bit. So the Spirit of God was breaking through a new people group. In Acts 2:17, he said this, I will pour forth my Spirit upon all mankind. But the Jews were persuaded that God was for them. They had a big problem that way. They couldn't understand. God was for everyone. So in the Old Testament, you had to become a Jew to belong to God. But God had to demonstrate that His Spirit was working with those that were not Jews, just like the Jews. So Peter says, well, these Gentiles are speaking in tongues just like us. Does it mean they're real believers? Remember, he just had that vision of the sheet that dropped, right? If the Spirit is working in them just like us, we need to baptize them. Now, this was critical. Because it talks about one God for all the nations. That includes all kinds of people speaking all sorts of languages. But especially this point. There's one church and one leadership. Remember when Peter baptized them, he was called back to give a report. What did you do? What was I supposed to do? The Spirit came on them like it came on us. We must be the same. God's working in us the same. They heard the gospel. We heard the gospel. The Spirit came. We must just have one leadership, one God, saving one church. Also, it meant that the church, that church, the new people, were not inferior to the Jews. We're the Jewish believers. You're the non-Jewish believers. You see, so easy to come about. But the unity of the church around the world was expressed very clearly in the New Testament.
ဒါပေမဲ့ဒီတကဘာလုံးမှာရှိတဲ့အသင်းတော်တွေလူမျိုးတွေအားလုံးတန်တူဖြစ်ကြောင်းဟိုတမတိကဖော်ပြတယ်
And so we see the Spirit of God working, giving evidence for those frontier works, proving that all the believers were under one God, one Savior.
Yung chi tu a lung ha, phaya thakin, tasu ti to phaya thakin, tasu ti to ke tin pa sin au ma, ni ni thain to tu ri phit de so da, chano ro phaya thakin ga thin sha sa de.
And just to summarize, my real point is this. We don't have to speak in another language to prove or be filled with the Spirit. The filled with the Spirit talks about other gifts given to us, like knowledge, wisdom, courage. God is more concerned about equipping us and moving the church onward rather than evidence of being filled with the Spirit. So let me give you a little contrast with Old and New Testament, filling in the Spirit. So the Spirit in the Old Testament only rarely filled select individuals.
ကျတော့ဓမ္မဟောင်းမှာကျတော့ဒီအချို့သောပုဂ္ဂိုလ်များကတန်ရှင်းတော်ရင်တော့အပြင်ပြီးကြတယ
် And the New Testament the church comes upon the whole the spirit comes upon the whole church to fill them all the time
ဒါပေမဲ့ဓမ္မတိမှာကျတော့တန်ရှင်းဒီအတိတော်တစ်ခုလုံးတန်ရှင်းတော်ရင်တော့အပြင်ပြီးကြတယ
် The spirit in the Old Testament we find mostly focused special gifts of wisdom and knowledge and revelation
အဲ့တော့ဓမ္မဟောင်းမှာကျတော့ဒီအချို့သောပုဂ္ဂိုလ်များကတန်ရှင်းတော်ရင်တော့အပြင်ပြီးတော့ပညာတွေအတိပညာတွေဒီဖော်ပြခြင်းတွေ prophet ပြခြင်းတွေရရှိကြတယ်
The spirit in the new testament grants a greater assortment of gifts for the believers every believer
ဒါပေမဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့အားလုံးတို့ဖြစ်တယ
် And as we have time we'll talk more about that
အဲ့ကျွန်တော်အချင်းရှိတယ်ဆိုဒီမြတ်မြတ်ပြောင်းမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ်
In the old testament the spirit comes to accomplish a certain task like building the tabernacle
အဲ့ဒါမဟုတ်မှာကျတော့ဒီလုပ်ငန်းဒီအထူးတော်လုံးငန်းကိုဆောင်ရွက်ဖို့ရတဲ့တေးတာဖြစ်ပါတယ်အပမာတေးတော်ဆောက်ဖို့ရတဲ့
So that itself was a sort of prophecy or prediction of the real church that Christ would build through us the believers
အဲ့ဒါကအနာကမှာကျွန်တော်တို့အဖင်အတင်းတော်တည်ထောင်မဲ့အကြောင်းအရာကိုဒီပုံဖော်ပြတာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် Peter says we're all living stones
ကျွန်တော်တို့အလုံးဟာအသက်ရှင်တော်ကြောင့်ဖြစ်ပါတယ်လို့ပီတာကပြောတယ
် We are the real temple of God that God is building right now.
အဖယားတခင်ကတည်ဆောက်တဲ့စစ်မှန်တော်ဒီဘိမှန်တော်ဖြစ်ပါတယ
် So in one sort there is a task but that task is worldwide over time.
အဲ့ဒါအဲ့ဒီလောက်ငါကဒီလူမျိုးအားလုံးနိုင်ငံတကာအားလုံးမှာဒီလောက်ရမယ့်အရာဖြစ်ပါတယ်
It's what we call missions.
အဲ့ဒါကုသတနာပြုလောက်ငါလို့ခေါ်
တယ် It's called the purpose of redemption.
And
so the Spirit necessarily shapes and influences the believer's whole life that he can fit into the temple. Maybe we have this one brick, but that brick doesn't fit too well. We have to smooth it off. What keeps you from being filled with the Spirit? You need to be smoothed off a little bit. Too much self. Now in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit could not come close to God's people. In the Old Testament. You know the tabernacle, right? God was hidden inside. If he was over all of Jerusalem, then all of a sudden his holiness would bring judgment upon the people of God. But that's not true in the New Testament.
ဒါပေမဲ့ဓမ္မတိမှာကြတော့
Now Christ actually lives in us.
คริสต์เราหาจนเราเทมาจริงว่าเนทัยเนี่ย
That's because we live by the righteousness of Christ
เอ้าก็คริสต์เราเพียงมาชินอาพินอัตสินเนตเจ้าจอมพิบัติ
In Christ we are righteous In Christ we're accepted
คริสต์เราอาพินจนเราก็เพียงมาโตตูและขันโตตูพิบัติ
And so as a temple we can live filled with His Spirit moving in us
จนเราเบมันเราพิเดเอ้าตั้งสินตรงอินเราพิเดตั้งสินตรงอินเราอาพินเล่าเสียเลย
So let me just close with these a few words about his command to be filled with the Spirit in Ephesians 5:18.
The effect of kanjing a bengi se sit ma tan sin to yin do apin pi phu ya ne te ba ri lo ma le so ra ku phop ya le.
You know he says don't get drunk but be filled with the Spirit.
A ya ma mu cha ne tan sin to yin do apin pi ba lu phyo de.
You know the world drinks you know drinks now they take drugs.
The children talk to them, talk to them. Moses said, "They talk to them."
Now that alcohol affects them and affects their whole big person. But he says, "No, be filled with the Spirit." In other words, let the Spirit, not the alcohol, let the Spirit influence you so that every part of you is touched.By the Spirit's presence.
The Isaac ka mahabu tan sin to yin do a phin tan sin to yin do ka khmyo ku lwan mu ba se tan sin to yin do ka khmyo ku thin chaw ba se lu pyo chin na pe ba.
And so he's challenging all the spirits be filled with the Spirit.
Ala chong yu chi tu a lu tan sin to yin do a phin pi phu ya na twe pyo da pe ba.
That's us.
Ala chano do ku pyo da pe ba le.
And you say, well, how do you do it?
Da sin chano do belu lo mle.
Do you know?
Ti la.
Well, you say, I don't feel filled in the Spirit. And I go back again. You know, how do you invite the Spirit to fill you? I told you that you don't need the Spirit, speaking in language or other spiritual gifts as evidence of filled with the Spirit. No, instead, what we do is we humble ourselves. We recognize that the Spirit of God wants every part of our life. Where there is sin, we confess it.
จนเราอภิดูเสด็จชีเดชโลชินอภิดวนเชตองบัญชินเราอย่างไ
ร Like that jealousy or anger
ตะวันดูชินเนมนาลูชินเน
You don't face that anymore you face being led and filled by the Spirit
ไอ้ที่เป็กกุจีผู้มาเราผู้ตั้งสินตองอินโดลำเบียผู้ทรงชินเป็กกุจีพี่เราตั้งสินตองอินโดอภิปีผู้พิเด
Lord I used to be filled with so much jealousy but now I want your love to come fill me
ตั้งสินตองอดีตๆอดีตตะวันตูชินาเป็นปีชิมาโรเบเนตันชินโตอินโดอาเป็นปียาเมชิชิมตาซียาเม
And so you're focused on where you're going.
เราเข้ามาตัวเรนี่อากูดีดีอาจุงเซฟผู้เบพิบาร
And your requests are matching your devotion, your desire that Spirit of God work more in you.
เข้ามาอัตตามาตันชินโตอินโดคาตะกูชิสวาเล่าเล่าผู้กูตันตาราลูชินดาพิบาร์เ
อ There will be two parts where you're being, you are being transformed in your character like Christ.And the second part, well, he gives you special gift or courage or something for a certain task. But we focus on the giver, not the gifts.
ดาเปเมวิญญูเจซูกะดีกาทารามอบูวิญญูเจซูเปตอตูกูจนเราอดีกาทาราဖြစ်ပါတယ
် I know we discussed a lot here.
ဆနောเมเมဆွနေပြီလို့ထင်ပါတယ်
The world's filling is filled with emotion.
ဒီလောကမှာကျတော့သူတို့ပြီးတဲ့အခါမှာပါလေဟိုစိတ်လှောက်ရှားမှုတွေအများကြီးဖြစ်တယ
် You know they want to turn up the speakers.
အဲ့တော့ဒီအတန်ချေချေကူများများနော်အကြီးကြီးဖွင့်ချင်တယ
် Do you know what happens when it gets to a certain height and decibel of noise?
အတန်ချေလွန်းနေလို့ရှိဘလူးဖြစ်မလဲ
That it activates a certain chemical in our bodies. Where we feel a little alive. And if you just do that all the time, you're not depending on the spirit, you're depending on your chemicals and the loudness of the speaker.
အခုတချင်လုံးဖွင့်နေရှိလို့ရှင်တန်းစင်းတုံးရင်တော့အခုတာမဟုတ်တော့ဘူးအဲ့ဒါအတန်ချိချိပဲအခုတာဖြစ်တော့တယ
် We don't want alcohol we want the spirit of god
ကျွန်တော်ရက်ကုမလူချင်းဘောတန်းစင်းတုံးရင်တော့လူချင်းတယ
် When the world drinks alcohol they come home or wake up in the morning oh my head
အာမပတတီမပြောင်းလဲတွေတန်းစင်းတုံးအစတော်တဲ့ခါမှာနော်အဲ့မူပြီးတော့ပြက်လာတော့မနေ့ပြက်မှာအော်ငါခေါင်းကိတ်တယ်လို့ပြောကြတယ
် But the church's feeling is because God lives in them.
ဒါပေမဲ့သင်းစင်တုံးရင်တော့အတင်းတော့သင်းစင်တုံးရင်တော့ねပြီးတဲ့ခါမှာဖယားတခင်သူပါရှိတယ
် They're filled with the spirit. He takes every part of their mind and heart.
သူတို့စိတ်နှလုံးသားကိုထင်းချောက်တယ
် They want God's will.
ဖျားတိကနေအလူတော်ကိုလောက်ဖူးရအတွက်ဆန္ဒပင့်ထန်ကြရဲ
You're not focusing on satisfying their desires but doing God's purpose
စနတော့ကျင်းနေဖူးမဘူးဖျားတိကနေလောက်ငါကိုအမှုတော်ဆောင်လောက်ငါကိုလောက်နိုင်တလားဆိုတာစဉ်းစား
You're not focusing on their gift they're focusing on helping others to grow
သူတို့ငင်းရှုကျေယူကိုရရှိတာနဲ့မချင်းကျင်းနေတာမဟုတ်ဘူးအချက်လူတွေကိုကူငင်နိုင်တလားမမဆနိုင်တလားဆိုတာပဲစဉ်းစား
And the glory of God fills the church
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့ဒီအတင်းတော်ဖျားတိကနေဘုန်းတစ်ခုနဲ့ထင်ရှားတယ်
This is where we need to be going.
Elunia apin tonoro piame.
This is where we take our hearts and say, "Yes, fill me, make me one of those people."
Erane tonoro kuro tonoro sei nalon ta ko pi sei do mu ba di tonoro ko pyu pin do mu ba lo tonoro shu taw na phit.
I can't use my devotion for my brother. He can't use his devotion for me.
Tu a te tonoro shu taw pe lu me ya bu tu ka le tonoro te shu taw pe lu me ya bu lo pe lu me ya bu.
But together we can both pray.
ဒါပေမဲ့အတူတူကရှုတောင်းလို့ရပါတယ်.
All together we can say God work in us.
အဲ့ဒါအတူတူကရှုပေါင်းတောင်းပြီးတော့ဖခင်တခင်ကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုတုံ့ပြန်ပါလို့ရှုတောင်းလို့ရတယ်.
It's been too long. We haven't seen the spirit
work. အတန်းစင်တော်ရင်တော့ကျွန်တော်တို့တင်းတော့မလုံးမလုံးတာချပြီနော်.
Let's close in prayer.
ရှုတောင်းရအောင
်. Oh Lord, we can only say fill us with your spirit.
ကိုယ်တော်တန်ရှင်းတော်ရင်တော့အဖင်ပြီးစေပါလို့ပဲရှုတော်နိုင်ပါတယ
် You see all the hardness of our hearts
ကျွန်တော်တို့ဆိုင်နှလုံးသားမှာချောပါတယ
် You see Lord that we're not very willing in many places
ကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီမတွချင်တဲ့နေရာတွေများရှိပါတယ်
Lord you see our sins
ကျွန်တော်တို့အပြစ်တွေများပါတယ
် Our jealousies
ကျွန်တော်တို့တဝန်တူချင်းတွေရှိပါတယ
် Our disharmony
ကျွန်တော်တို့ရှိလုံငင်းကမမရှိပါဘူ
း Our complaining
ကျွန်တော်တို့ငြိတွချင်းရှိပါတယ
် God forgive us through the blood of Christ
ကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီတော့အဖြစ်စေကြတော့ဘုရားခွင့်လွှတ်တော်မူပ
ါ Cleanse us and fill us
ကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုယ်တန်ရှိစေကြပြီးတော့တန်ရှိတော်ကြီးတော်အဖြစ်ပြည့်စုံတော်မူပါ
That we might live for your purpose and not ours
ကိုယ်တော်ရလူတော်ကိုယ်လောက်နိုင်ဖူးရန်တက်ကိုယ်တော်မဆတော်မူပ
ါ Our purpose is for you
ကိုယ်တော်ကျွန်တော်တို့ရည်ရွယ်ချက်ကကိုယ်တော်အတွက်ဖြစ်ပါတယ
် Our gifts are for you and your purpose
ကိုယ်တော်ပေးတဲ့ဝိရှုခြင်းယူဟာကိုယ်တော်ရဲ့အမှုတော်ဆောင်လောင်းကနေအတွက်ဖြစ်ပါတယ်
Oh help us Lord.
ဟာလို့ကုရောမဆတော်မူပါ
That all the more you are glorified through our lives.
ကုရောကိုကျွန်တော်အတ္တအဖင်ဖူးရဖူးရထင်းဆက်ဘုန်းထင်းဆက်စေဖူးရတဲ့
And Jesus we pray.
ယေရှုနာမဖြင့်ဆုတောင်းပါ၏.
Amen.
This concludes this message on life in the spirit.
ဝိညာဉ်တော်၌ရှိတဲ့အသက်ဆိုတဲ့အကြောင်းအရာဟာခရစ်တော်၏ကြွယ်ဝပြည့်စုံခြင်းကိုထိတွေ့ခြင်းဖြင့်အဆုံးသတ်ပါသည်.
Experiencing the fullness of Christ.
ခရစ်တော်၏ကြွယ်ဝပြည့်စုံခြင်းကိုထိတွေ့ခံစားခြင်းဖြစ်ပါသည်.
Translated into Burmese from English.
အင်္ဂလိပ်ကနေမြန်မာလိုဘာသာပြန်ခြင်းဖြစ်ပါရင
် By Paul Bucknell, produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.
လို့ဖော်ပြတဲ့လိပ်စာအဖြစ်နောက်မျိုးစစ်တွေတွေဘုရားသခင်တမန်တော်ကိုထွန်းလို့ခြင်းဖြစ်ပါတယ်.